Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan, WFAN.
That's right. I'm back. Anthony Gallo on the Fan. A very exciting, jam-packed Black Friday episode edition for another hour and a half. And I've got you all the way till 3 a.m. and the great Pete Hoffman up after me until 7 a.m. But we got a lot to get to. Mets, Knicks pulling off a big one, winning their group in the Cup. We want the Cup. Giants, Jackson Dart is back, new defensive coordinator, the Jets, and what is Jerry Jones talking out his rear end, or are the Jets passing up on a miserable trade? But we start with the Mets, and yes, we will get into the dynamics of the offseason and our wish list. We'll get into the stupid comments that Hal Steinbrenner had to say. But we have to start with the Mike Puma article that came out earlier today, that there was more toxicity in this Mets locker room that we've continued to hear. A lot of people will tell you it's not toxic. There's nothing to worry about. I actually think that this is not as big as a story as it could be. But this article coming out, and we could probably piece together who it came from and the timing of it. And, you know, ridiculousness of Adam Ottavino becoming the only person people trust when it comes to Mets insider information. But I think that this story, and if you haven't read it, Mike Puma reporting that, you know, I think it was June 20th. I have to go back and get the exact date. But during one of the Mets' seven-game losing streaks, Lindor and McNeil had a blow-up in the locker room. Shocker. No rat and raccoon this time. It was all in-house. So that's a step up. Kudos, you get a star for progress. But they had a blow up. I hate the way that they described it. He was verbally attacked. Lindor verbally attacked Jeff McNeil over what was two bad plays. You know, in the article it says one, I went back and I tried to find the plays, and if it's the plays that we're seeing, it was probably two consecutive plays in a row. But they had a blow-up in the locker room. And the article also goes on about how Lindor and Soto don't really mesh. I really just take it as two different personalities. They're not friends. It doesn't mean they dislike each other. They're not hanging out afterwards. I don't care about that stuff. But I do think the one thing that this article spoke to me about was that the Mets have needed a change for a few years now. I think 2022 pushed that change off a year. And then that change, we got a little bit of it with the Billy Epler sell-off, him getting fired, David Stearns coming in, changing the way they do things. And then this year, a year after 2024, where again, those problems were pushed off for a year. And the rumors, you know, coming from multiple sources that there were issues in the locker room. For 3 years now, we've heard the same thing over and over and over again. And what this article spoke to me about was that this, the Brandon Nimmo trade, the offseason that feels like there's going to be a lot of change. I don't want to call it a blow up because they're not rebuilding, but the retooling of the roster, the reworking of it, the personalities, this just proved even more that a move like that Brandon Nimmo trade was needed, and many more are needed. And we'll dive deeper into the Brandon Nimmo move and the dynamics of the roster and the actual on-field stuff. But I could not also come away more from this. And if you've listened to me in the past, Jeff McNeil has to go. Enough. I'm sorry. You can't have a poor attitude, poor effort, and also be blowing stuff up in the dugout. Blowing stuff up in the locker room. And for me, I've said this before this has ever happened. Jeff McNeil comes off as a guy who can't handle accountability. The reports in the past was when him and Lindor had that first blow up, it was because he was upset because he got called out for not making a play. And in a town where we beg our stars to be leaders, vocal leaders, we killed Soto this year for this exact reason. I've heard Yankee fans kill Aaron Judge for reportedly, allegedly, I'm not saying this, but you guys have complained about him not being vocal enough, flipping tables and calling guys out. And now all of a sudden Lindor does this and we're trying to find a way to make this guy out to be the bad guy. I remember when a guy like Carmelo Anthony got killed for being the silent leader type. I have no problem. I'm not calling it a verbal attack. I know it's 2025 and everything could be skewed as offensive in that aspect. And I'm not talking about PC. I'm just saying everyone's a bit sensitive to stuff. And this feels like a guy holding his teammate accountable. And the dude who throws his helmet and knocks over, you know, Gatorade towers every time he does it in a home run and he pops it up and throws a temper tantrum like a child. Sorry if I don't give him the benefit of the doubt of handling criticism properly. He should have been gone 3 years ago. He should have been gone 2 years ago. He should have been gone last year. When he won the batting title, in my head, I was like, this is the worst case scenario because this guy's coming back to do nothing. Outside of that year, he has been an average player. I am not even saying he's a terrible player. He has been an average player. It's time to get rid of him. It's time to change the tune in the locker room. Brandon Nimmo was a start. If you're bringing back Pete, which I want Pete back. Things have to change. 888-808-1019. Nimmo gets traded for Marcus Semien. I have, you know, mixed feelings about the trade as far as on paper, and I understand the thought process of it. I get it. I like it. As a guy who liked Brandon Nimmo, it's tough. It's tough to root against a guy like Brandon Nimmo. But as far as the locker room goes, as far as the culture that the Mets are trying to build and trying to eradicate from their locker room, things had to change. And for the Brandon Nimmo, it's not that he was a bad influence on the locker room. And maybe we'll play it a little later, but Stern spoke and said, you can't just run it back the same every year when it hasn't worked for six previous seasons. Let's think about the most common core we have with this team. You could remove Lindor from it. And with Lindor, there have been brief periods of success. As for Mets fans, obviously no World Series, but you've made the playoffs twice in his tenure. But when you think about the most common core this team has, you know, I'll throw the three position players out there. Alonso, McNeil, Nimmo. You could throw Edwin Diaz and a David Peterson in there if you want. I'm not throwing, this is not to involve those guys, because I think it's more when these problems persist on the position players. You cannot just bring back Alonso and thought we were going to bring back Nimmo and McNeil. We weren't going to change much and everything was going to stay the same. No. At some point, something's got to give. And this is another example of something having to give. And I don't change my opinion of Lindor on this article. All it does is justify the way I feel about a guy like Jeff McNeil, about the way I feel about the Mets locker room. And I'm not saying it's toxic in the sense that these guys don't get along. Sure, they get along. I care about winning. I care about a dog mentality, not to steal the great Tommy Lugauer's terminology, that killer instinct. Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent came to blows on live TV in their dugout. They went to the World Series that year. Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin came to blows in the Yankees dugout. I don't care if these guys are boys. I don't. I care about the W's. And again, losing a guy like Brandon Nimmo, tough. It is very tough. He's a great representative of the city and the franchise. He's a good guy. He plays the game the right way as far as his hustle and his discipline at the plate. He's also an extremely flawed player. He's also a guy who has been here for multiple collapses. So has Pete Alonso. So has Jeff McNeil. On a lesser extent, so has Francisco Lindor. Go back to 2019. Everyone remembers the exciting August. I remember the series in Chicago, the series in Atlanta in September that killed the season. 2021, Lindor's first year, these four guys together. They were cruising. And sure, the Javi Baez trade just, you know, was kicking a can down the road for a little bit longer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And they collapsed. Again, 2022, they made the playoffs, they collapsed. 2025, collapsed. The biggest disgrace, in my opinion, in franchise history. And there's blood on everyone's hands. The owner, the GM, although the owner I don't have as much of an issue with. Because I think as far as his ability as an owner goes, he's extended it to the full capability. And a lot of you don't like David Stearns, and again, we'll jump into all of this stuff. But something had to change in that locker room. More stuff has to change. Jeff Passan spoke about, you know, Senga's available, Jeff McNeil's available. One of the young bats, whether it's Acuna, Beatty, Vientos, Mauricio, they're available in some capacity. There has to be changes. You're not going to achieve your goal of not just, you know, reaching to the mountaintop, but sustained success. sustained playoff appearances. I want to get to the point as a Met fan that the Yankee fan has, where the playoffs isn't a goal anymore. It's a guarantee. The playoffs aren't anything more than the bare minimum. The Mets aren't even there yet. It felt like last year, even in all their struggles, they were at least going to make the playoffs. And they found a way to shoot themselves in the foot. And everyone, honestly, besides Pete Alonso and Juan Soto, everyone really shares the blame. And Juan Soto shares the blame for his first half of the season. I meant more down the stretch of the season. Pete's the only guy who had a consistent year. Lindor struggled. For periods of time, he wasn't around. For periods of time, Brandon Nimmo was nothing. Juan Soto was nothing for the first 2 months of the season. And he ended up having an awesome second half. Generationally great second half. Jeff McNeil has continuously been nothing. I'm never going to... Everyone wanted Mendoza out. I really didn't feel like that was the issue. Was not Mendoza. I think the last day of the year was the one time that I sat there and I was like, this guy, what is he doing? But changing the manager to me was not going to change the culture. I can tell you this much, when he shoved McNeil into the lineup in the NLCS, the vibe killer that is McNeil, the momentum killer, that rubbed me the wrong way. They could have found a move for this guy last year. They could find a move for him this year. And it could be a move, McNeil and Senga. Maybe it's Vientos or Beatty or Acuna or Mauricio. You got to switch it up. And you also have to bring in a different mentality. 888-808-1019. Are you guys concerned about this? I think the Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor aspect of this is a non-story. It's nothing new. We know that Soto is just, got his paycheck, wants to play the game, and wants to go home. And Lindor, little flashier. Likes to be in the limelight a bit. Also, is one of the more accountable players the franchise has had. And the Adam Ottavino stuff, I take with a grain of salt. Because I look at it two ways. Either he's a generational hater, and he's bitter about how he was treated with the Mets. Or two, he's a snitch. He's a guy who tattles and airs out everyone's dirty laundry and gossips. I don't think Brandon Nimmo and Francisco Lindor had friction. Nimmo should be upset that he wasn't considered the captain. That is a good trait. We mix these things. We want that story. So when I hear that, and now I feel like the commonality is, let's paint Francisco Lindor as this selfish, bad clubhouse guy. That rumor has just started to come out. That has never followed the guy in his entire career. He's a gamer. We've never heard anything about him and Nimmo not getting along or him and Alonso not getting along. And just because Adam Ottavino wants to gossip like it's the Bad Girls Club, all of a sudden we're starting to believe this guy. He could be anywhere else in the world giving up 3 home runs to 4 batters. But instead, he wants to chat on the internet about something that doesn't pertain to him. All of a sudden, Clint Frazier and Adam Ottavino are the most truth tellers in the league when it comes to the Mets and the Yankees. And when it comes, I'm a little all over the place now, but when it comes to this story, the Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor stuff is a non-factor to me. And the stuff with Jeff McNeil and Lindor is not anything new. It is a symbol, or it is significant in telling you how that clubhouse was, and more changes are needed, not just the Brandon Nimmo aspect of it. There is more needed. Is this bothering you? Is this troubling? Do you not trust Francisco Lindor in that locker room anymore? Do you want Jeff McNeil out? Is the Soto and Lindor stuff significant to you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.